Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Most people say, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. But then there are those who say, what's yours is mine. We seem to forget that stealing any private property violates one of the Ten Commandments. And that's our focus on today's Running to Win. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. On today's broadcast, Pastor Lutzer continues his series on the Ten Commandments as he speaks on Playing by the Rules, a look at the Eighth Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Steal.
Karl Marx was born on the Rhineland of Germany. Baptized as a Christian at the age of 6, though born into a Jewish home, as a teenager said some very beautiful things about Jesus Christ, and then later in life met Engels and wrote the Communist Manifesto there on the continent. And then Marx went over to Great Britain and spent a great deal of time in the British Museum, and it is there that he wrote Capital, or in German, Das Kapital. Today he rules more than one half of the world from his grave. But it was Marx who believed that the root of all evil was ownership, the possession of property. He believed that if there was ever a time when people would give all their property and all that they possessed to the state, why then indeed the state would be in a position to bring about equality and justice and equity in a world that seemed to be so diverse economically. Marx, of course, was quite right in saying that economics plays a great part in the history of nations. He was wrong in believing that it was actually the pivotal point upon which all nations and class struggles are built. And he was very naive to think that somehow, once property was in the hands of the state, that from then on, justice and equity and utopia would be brought about. But Karl Marx believed that the possession of private property was indeed the root of all evil. But it's interesting that the Bible says, in the words of God, "Thou shalt not steal." By implication, God is giving his sanction to private property. As a matter of fact, in Exodus chapter 22, the Lord is talking about if someone steals your ox or steals your sheep, this is what should happen. Because God is not opposed to people owning something. And of course, Marx didn't see that when ownership was in the hands of the state, the repression that would follow and the seizure of land forcibly, the revolution that would bring it about, would be bloody and awful and would eventually destroy the very fabric of society and whole countries. But it is God that says, "Thou shalt not steal." Now, there are four ways that you can legitimately get rich on. You can get rich by work. That, incidentally, is the best way. The Bible says, "He who doesn't work, don't let him eat." One of the greatest blessings that you can have is to work. And if you can work, do it. Try it. You'll like it. Second, you can also receive money by a gift. If you have someone who loves you enough to give you money, why then indeed consider yourself fortunate, receive it with gratitude, and give half of it to the Lord's work. Because it is legitimate to receive money by a gift. And all of us sometimes wish that we had wealthy friends who would remember us in times of need. Thirdly, inheritance. There may be some problems there regarding those who inherit an awful lot of money. It is a curse that comes upon children who are born into wealthy families where they never have to do any work, where everything is simply given to them. That is not a healthy situation. But it is legitimate to receive money by inheritance. And then fourthly, by investment. If you know what to do with your money in such a way that you can legitimately put it into a bank, put it into some kind of an investment that will give you money, that too is a way to acquire property, to acquire money. But one way that is illegitimate is, thou shalt not steal. Stealing is not a way to get rich. Now, what I'd like to do today is to delineate for us the various ways that this commandment can be broken. And incidentally, you might like to turn to it there in Exodus chapter 20, even though my message today will be topical. I'll be asking you to turn to a few passages of Scripture. But in Exodus chapter 20, where God is giving the Ten Commandments, he says in verse 15, in listing them, it is the eighth in order, "Thou shalt not steal," God says there in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. What are the various ways that we can break this commandment? How can this commandment be broken? First of all, it can be broken by what you take. By what you take. Here we're thinking of someone who has the intention of actually taking something that belongs to somebody else and just going ahead and being a burglar and doing whatever is necessary to get it in his own possession. There is such a thing as grand theft. That's where you steal a lot of money, perhaps a burglary or embezzlement. As you know, Wall Street has been shaken by a man who was high up in its organization who embezzled $12 million, and if he had not been found out, would have gone for more. Because there's something in the human heart that is incurably greedy, and the more you get, the more you want. Grand theft, that's one way to do it. Another way, of course, is petty theft. This is what takes place in offices. If you work in a garage, it means taking oil home that belongs to the service station. Or if you're in an office, it means using the Xerox machine without paying for it, or doing other things on company time. If you work in a factory, perhaps taking some things home with you that don't belong to you that you're going to use for a few weeks, but then you never return. That, of course, also comes under the prohibition here of what you take, theft. A hotel in New York City said that in 1 year's time it lost 38,000 spoons, 355 silver coffee pots, 15,000 finger bowls, and 100 Bibles. Wouldn't you know it? All in one single year. 75% of all insurance claims are at least in some way fraudulent. When it comes time to fill out one of those forms, there's something within people that just snaps and says, "This is my chance to make a buck." Everybody ought to have at least one opportunity in life to get something, and this is mine. So 75% of all claims may not be totally fraudulent, but at least in some sense they are. The damage or whatever is overdrawn because everybody wants to make money on insurance companies. As some of you know, for many years I attended a local university here in the Chicago area. And here, of course, this is the best of the nation, right? Attending university, becoming responsible members of society. You wouldn't believe the problem that we had, or that the university had, with books that were being stolen from the library. They had to figure out all kinds of ways, because an honor student, who was one who studied philosophy in the morning, in the evening, and all the time during the day, who was one of the brightest students they had, stole more than 70 books. They found the books on a shelf. Isn't it interesting that education is supposed to make you better? Listen, unless education is also combined by the regeneration of the heart, it only makes you more crafty. It makes you to be a smarter devil. That's all that education really does is. It makes you to be brilliant in your ability. You don't get caught as easily after you're educated. So one way that you can, of course, break the commandment is by what you take. It means taking that which belongs to someone else. And there are numerous ways that that can be done. But there's a second way that this commandment can be broken, and that is by what you do. By what you do. I'm thinking, for example, of employers here who do not pay an adequate wage to their employees. They are misusing labor. Turn with me in your Bibles to James. James chapter 5. He has a very harsh word to say to those who get people to work for them and then don't pay. James chapter 5. And if it seems as if I'm giving you lots of time to turn to it, it's because I can't seem to find it in my own Bible. James chapter 5. You'll notice what he says in verse 4. He's speaking to the rich now. Don't think that stealing just pertains to the poor. It also pertains to the rich. He says in chapter 5, verse 1, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you." And he says, "Your gold and your silver are rotting." It's a figure of speech to show that even though those things that seemingly last forever, such as gold and silver, God is causing these to become decayed. But notice verse 4. Behold the pay of the laborers who mowed your fields and which has been withheld by you. Some translations say defrauded, really. Cries out against you, and the outcry of those who did the harvesting has reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. Here are some rich people who hire others to work in the field for them, and then when evening comes, they don't pay them. And God says, I'm taking note of that. I'm keeping record. The cry of those that did the mowing and the harvesting has reached my ears. But you find today that employers are sometimes interested in making a lot of money, and we should be thankful for the labor movement in the United States, which has helped laborers get a fair hearing in terms of the responsibility of employers to pay employees well. Now, I know, having said that, somebody's going to come up to me afterwards and say, don't you listen to the news? Aren't you acquainted with what's happening to the Teamsters these days? Yes, I listen to the news. But the point still is that laborers have a right to a decent wage. And so God says that if you're an employer and you withhold money and you don't pay adequately, God says, I'm taking note of that because that basically is theft. Now, those of you who are employees, you are about to shout amen. But now it's your turn. You employees, you can steal from your boss. Not only because of what you take home at night, but you can steal from your boss because you are not giving a good day's work for what you expect at the end of the day, namely a good day's pay. That's stealing too. You know, it is said that you're supposed to work 8 hours and you're supposed to sleep 8 hours. The problem is, for some people, it's the same 8 hours. That's the difficulty.
Well, my friend, certainly this message has reminded us that there are many ways to be dishonest, many ways to steal. And God wants us to be people of integrity. In fact, in the book of Psalms, we read that there's a special blessing to those who come who have clean hands and a clean heart. I want to share with you some very exciting news. Thanks to the generosity of some of our supporters, any gift given during the month of August is going to be doubled. Imagine the opportunity for you to invest in this ministry. Some of you already have, but others of you who have been blessed by this ministry have never connected with us. You've been blessed because others have been involved. And now it may well be that God is calling you to help us as we get the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Thank you for praying about it. Thank you so much for connecting with us and asking yourself this question: have I been blessed? Am I in turn blessing others through an investment in this ministry that will be doubled during the month of August?
Erwin Lutzer with part one of Playing by the Rules, a look at the 8th of the 10 Commandments. Next time, more about how to deal with those who steal, even if it's you and me. Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. Your gift to Running to Win is appreciated and can be doubled during this month. Help us take advantage of the matching gift campaign by calling 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Thanks for listening. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.